Recording. At the beginning of Parshas Bo, Paro asked Moshe Rabbeinu, who do you expect to take out with you when you leave Mitzrayim for your brief journey? And Moshe responds, Vayomer Moshe ben Areinu v'zkeneinu nelech, v'vaneinu v'vnoseinu v'tzoneinu v'kareinu nelech, ki chak Hashem lanu. That we're all going together and not leaving anyone behind. The entirety of Bnei Yisrael is going to travel. The Baal HaTurim comments that the conversation was that Paro saying to Moshe, why do you think that you're getting anywhere? You know that you're not going to end up entering Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's going to die in the Midbar, except for Kalev and Yeshua. To which Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bin Areinu v'zkeneinu nelech, because Gzeira won't apply to those under the age of 20, over the age of 60. Those are Dafka, the people that are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Pashup Shat, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that we're all in this together. We're all leaving together. We're not leaving anyone behind. So the topic I wanted to discuss this evening, a little bit in Yanei Diyoma, is related to that topic of not triaging or when to triage in the context of vaccine distribution. And try to focus a little bit on how a halachic society should prioritize vaccine distribution. These are just preliminary thoughts. I haven't really worked everything out. And this is a topic that is currently discussion. But just some preliminary thoughts based on some of the literature circulating, some of the discussions, and some of what would appear to be the issues to address in the context of addressing the broader question. And we'll see some of the marmakomos relate to standard questions of triage and medical care. Many of the standard triage questions are not relevant to the issue at hand. Some of them are. There was an article published in, I believe, the Five Towns Jewish Times a couple weeks ago by Rabbi Yair Hoffman, who very strongly criticized the current CDC recommendations about prioritizing vaccine distribution, noting that the CDC recommendations list as goals decreasing death and serious disease as much as possible, preserving the functioning of society, and reducing the burden that COVID is having on people already facing disparities, ad kan lashona, to which Rabbi Hoffman argues that the only criterion should be maximizing the saving of lives and giving the vaccine first to those most at risk of dying, and no other factor, no other consideration should come into the equation. In the most recent issue of the Muncie Mevaser, they printed an article from the writings of Rabbi Yitzchak Grossman of the Beis Havad Beis Din in Lakewood, noting that this is the presentation is overly simplistic. And in fact, Halacha does recognize other factors in determining priority of care and in the issue at hand, determining how to prioritize distributing vaccines. So let's take a look at this from a little fresh perspective of what issues do play out. So there's a comment of the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shabbos. Beginning of Simen Shin Kaf Ches. Prima Garden writes, Vida, Dimeshinayim Bechlam Machalinu Safeg Bayadalin Ifshita, Navkamina. After Kaimalana Fila Harbe Svegas Machalin Shabbos, even though it's the case that you Machal Shabbos, even for a Safeg Piyuch Nefesh, become Makam, Imyesh Echad Shavade Mesukan. If you have one patient that is definitely in a situation of sakana, and one person who is a safek, refuah achas ein maspekas hashneyan, and there isn't enough medicine to go around, havadai docha safek. So if you have a situation where there's a vadai need for the medicine, as opposed to a situation where there's a suffix need for the medicine, then the vadai need for the medicine trumps the suffix need for the medicine. Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva, Mincha Shlomo Chelik Bey, Simon Pei Vav, quotes this Prima Gadim. He writes, in the context of the tshuva is triage for ventilators. But he writes, L'chein tzvichem be'ikar le'hischashev im godel ha'sakana v'imasikuyim le'hatzala. What emerges from this Prima Gadim is that in a situation where there does need to be prioritizing of care, you have to calculate the level of sakana together with the chances for success. You don't take into consideration age, you take into consideration the medical presentation and what the chance for success is. And if you have a vade chance for success versus a suffix chance for success, and you can only present or provide the medicine to one, then you provide to the vade situation where it's definitely going to, or more likely, going to be effective. There's a related, not necessarily the same, but a related comment of the Sefer Chassidim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes and others. Sefer Chassidim Siman Tavshin Kaf Dalid. Trefa v'echad chai bari v'savik la'atzel shneyem yatzel chai habari. If you have two patients in front of you, one of them is definitely going to die within the year anyway. He's a halachi trefa. One of them is not, and you only have the resources to treat one of the patients. You treat the one who is not the trefa, you treat the chai. And that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Lamed Dalid, Sivkatan Samaches, Siman Shin Lamed Dalid, Sivkatan Samaches, Bari Umasukan, Bari Kodem. And the last volume of Yigas Moshe, point that was printed B'chayiv, Chelek Zayin, late printed tshuva, Yigas Moshe, Choshe Mishpah, Chelek Bey, Simen, Ayin, Hey, Chelek Bey's Simen, Ayin, Hey, variation on this theme, it says there, in making the determination what's considered to be chaya shav versus chaya olam in a situation where you can only treat one of the patients. So he says, if there are two sick people in front of us and both of them have the possibility of being cured from a pre-existing medical condition, you should give priority to the person who is more likely going to survive for more than a year, because that person is considered to retain a cheskes chayim, as opposed to the person that is a halachic trefa that's going to more likely pass away within the year. So these two related comments out of the Prima Gadim to prioritize a vaday success versus a suffix success, and that of the Sefer Chassidim to prioritize a chai over a trefa in a situation of limited resources, may point in the general direction that in a situation where there is a insufficient quantity of vaccines, that priority should be given to those people where it will have the most likely positive effect. Meaning, arguably, if you have an elderly population that are more susceptible to bad results from the virus and the younger population that is less susceptible to bad results. So that would tell you to give it to the older population first, where there's a larger positive effect in the aggregate, and not to mention a larger a chance of saving more lives. The more interesting question, perhaps, is where everybody is on equal footing in terms of risk, do we prioritize other situations and other individuals independent of their medical status? So the sugya of relevance to this question is the Mishnah and the Gemara in Horia Sandaf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Ha'ish kodem le'isha l'hachayas l'hashav aveda. That if you have a choice between saving the life or performing a Shabbos Aveda for a man and a woman, the man comes before the woman. Then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, who the Aviv Rabbo Beshevi, who called him Rabbo, Rabbo called him L'Aviv, Imo Kodem Sekulam, Chacham called him L'Melech Yisrael. Fine. So there are various prioritizations in the context of Hatzalas Nefashos, Ish called him L'Isha, Aviv, Rabbo called him L'Aviv, Tama Chacham called him to other people. And this is quoted Lalacha in Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. Rambam Hilchas Manos Aniyim Perichas Alocha Yudzayin. Hayu Lefanav Aniyim Harbei O Shvuyim Harbei. Ve'ein Bekis Kedei Lefarnes O Kedei Lechasos O Kedei Liftas Eskulan. So the Rambam is in the context of both Staka and Pinyan Shvuyim, which is one of the contexts of the Mishnah. Makdimin is a Kohen Lelevi. The Levi Yisrael, Yisrael, the Chalal, the Chalish Suki. That's the next Mishnah. There in Harius, Shtuki La Sufi, Asufi La Mamzer, Mamzer La Nasin, Nasin La Ger, etc. So that prioritization we have in the Marmar comes the first Mishnah, then the next Mishnah has Kohen Kadum Levi, etc. So that prioritization applies. The Rama here is in the context of Pidyon Shvuyim and Staka. Med Var Mamurim, Halachi Yuches. So that prioritization of Kohen Levi Yisrael is where they're on equal footing b'chachma. Aval imaya Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz u'mamzir Tamei Chacham kodem. B'chol Gadol b'chachma kodem is chaveiro. Imaya echem en rabbo o aviv af api sheyesham gadol men b'chachma rabbo aviv shu Tamei Chacham kodem l'zeh shu gadol mehem b'chachma. So there's a base level prioritization that seems to be a function of perhaps levels of Kedusha, of Kohen before Levi before Yisrael. And then the modification of that is that that's if everyone's on the same footing as far as Tamei Chacham versus Am Haaretz. But a Tamei Chacham has priority over the initial hierarchy. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. Yeridea Simen Reishin and Aleph Seif Tes Simen Reishin and Aleph Seif Tes. Says the Shach there Reishin and Aleph Sifkata and Tes Vav Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz Kasev Sefer Beer Sheva Lav Dafka Am Haaretz Elish Eina Shava B'Chachma Li Yisrael. So it doesn't mean you have to have the stark contrast between a Tamei Chacham and an Am Haaretz. But even within lower level gradations, that the bigger Tamei Chacham has priority over the lesser Tamei Chacham, even if the lesser Tamei Chacham is a Kohen as well. Then the Shach writes in Sifkat and Tezayin, Nira Dehainu Midina, that the status of Tamei Chacham in this context is Me'ikar Adin. Aval Bezman Hazeh, She'ein Tamei Chacham afilu le'inyan litra d'dava kol she'kein de'ein litchas pikuach nefesh mipanav. So nowadays, we don't have the same stature of Tamei Chachamim of yore, and therefore the prioritization of Tamei Chacham may not be as relevant anymore. He's referencing Halacha in Simen Resh Mem Gimel Siv Zayin. We're there. The Mechaber writes, that Misha either lav should be the Tamei Chacham bezdin or yuminadin. So someone is mevaz the Tamei Chacham bezdin will put him into nidoy. And the Rama adds, aval ein din Tamei Chacham is manazeh leinyan sheyitin lamevayish litra dedava. So having repercussions for being mevaz the Tamei Chacham and then having to make restitution. The paying a gold liter in restitution, that doesn't apply nowadays because we don't have the same level of Tamei Chachamim that we used to. So the Shach already raises the possibility that maybe this prioritization of Tamei Chacham is not as relevant now as it used to be. The Gaon has a comment there, quoting Yerushalmi, Sham Tani Hasadran Kodem Lipalpalan. When it comes to prioritizing a Tamei Chacham, if you have a Tamei Chacham who is a misadder the limit and presents it in a clear fashion, as opposed to a Talmid Chacham who is a mefalpel, the Sinai versus the Ochr Harim, then the Sinai has precedence. And that's the Gemara on the very end of Harius of Sinai and Ochr Harim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Amuna on the Rambam there, Manos Aniyim Periches, speculates in the Tziyunim that maybe this din of Sinai versus Ochr Harim is only relevant in the context of appointing someone as a Rosh Yeshiva, but not in the context of Hatzalos Nefashas. So you wouldn't necessarily say that if you have a Sinai and an Ochr Harim in front of you, and you have to prioritize who you're going to save, that the Sinai comes before the Ochr Harim. But the Gaon, in his brief citation there, the Rishami, seems to be saying this in the context of the broader halacha and all its ramifications relevant to Atzalos Nefashos as well. Zerah Schechter pointed out in one of his COVID shuvas on the topic of triage and prioritizing care with limited resources that he thought pshat in this gaon, and essentially in the Seder Kedim and Harius, isn't Talmid Chacham per se, but who are the individuals that the community has more of a need for? That those individuals that serve a broader communal function, that the community has a need for their services, would have Kedima, and that's what's reflected by Sinai versus Ochr Harim, that the Ochr Harim, the Mefalpel, is of perhaps greater intellectual stature, but less utility to the tzibur, that needs a posek that's going to paskin shilas practically and not in the abstract. One other interesting marmakom in terms of the kedimos in the Gemara in Harius and related kedimos, there's a Sefer Chasidim, Simon Shin Samachal. Sefer Chasidim, technically speaking, is in the context of Bikolim, but the Sefer Chasidim writes there, Ani Chola v'Asher Chola v'Rabim Hochim l'Asher l'Chabdo. So you have a sick Ani and a sick Asher, and everyone's going to visit the sick Asher. Telech Ata Itzal Ani. Better off that you should go visit the sick Ani. Afilu im Asher Talmid Chacham, even if the Asher is a Talmid Chacham. Kevin Sharabim Mutsuyan Etzlo. The Itzal Ani Ein Holech Adam. The Asher has plenty of people to visit him, and the Ani is all alone. Aval im Talmid Chacham Tzarech v'Ani Tzarech Kavod Torah Adif. So if you have a Talmid Chacham versus an Ani, then Kavod Torah is Adif, and the Talmid Chacham comes before the Ani. In Talmid Chacham, ve'eno yirei shemayim, ve'ani am aretz, yirei shemayim. If you have a Talmid Chacham who's not a yirei shemayim, and an Ani who's an am aretz and a yirei shemayim kodem. Shenemar, reishis chachma, yiras Hashem. That if you have a Talmid Chacham who's lacking Yiras Shemayim and an Am Haaretz who has Yiras Shemayim, then the Am Haaretz with Yiras Shemayim should have precedence over the Talmid Chacham without Yiras Shemayim. Okay. So is this Seder Kedim and Harius Halacha L'maisa? Again, it's quoted in the Rambam, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, notwithstanding the fact that the Shach seems to raise a question as to whether we have Talmid Chacham in Bizman Hazeh, but how L'maisa is this Seder Kedim? The Mishnah Brura, in the context of the din of Hespedim on Chol HaMoed, in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, Sivkatan Yud Beis, Tav Kuf Mem Zayin Sivkatan Yud Beis, he writes, what's a Talmid Chacham? Shesholin Osa Davar Halacha B'chol Makom, the Omer, V'afilu Eina Yodei Alisa V'litein Ba. So he can answer in any masechta. He could answer what the din is for any shaila that comes up. The aim is manenu Talmid Chacham kazes. And Mr. Brokos and Magen Avraham, that caliber of Talmid Chacham we don't have anymore. as far as so that relates, that's like the comment of the Shach that we saw earlier. Shlomo Zalman in the tshuva that we began with, Tinyana Simon Pei Beis. So he references the sugya in the end of Harius. He writes, Ach Chushvani Shebizmanenu Kasha Me'od Lithnaheg Lefiza. That it's difficult to operate with that kind of a system in contemporary times. And Rav Moshe, in again the late Chuvas there, Choshe Mishpach Chelik Beis Simon Ayin Dalet Os Aleph, it says there as well. Vaday Pashad Barvi Adua Lachal Ben Tori Yer Shemayin Shemichuyavin LeRafos LaHatzil B'Masha Efshar Lachal Adam Lo Shem Chiluk BeChachmas BeDaita. You have to save everyone. Vaf Inyan Kedima Laka El B'Masha Tanamis in Harius. Vaf Be'Elu Kasha Lasas Maisa Below Ian Gadol. That it's hard to figure out how to practically apply that list of prioritization in contemporary times. Zera Schechter in that brief piece notes that he thinks that's because what we're really looking for in the hierarchy in Harius is who is of more value to the community. And it's hard to assess nowadays, who do we consider to be more valuable to society. In an article by an Aryeh Dienstag in the Einstein Journal of Europe, Volume 2, he quotes from Shlomo Duchovsky, Dayan Emeritus on the Beit Din HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael, that it sounds like he understood this general Seder Kedima along the lines of what we just presented, Rosh Hashanah. It's a question of who has more value to society. And therefore, people that whose services are more necessary to a functioning society would have kedima. So he says that in the context of heads of state, that as we've seen, the heads of states are the first to get vaccinated, and the context of healthcare workers whose services are needed in order to treat those that need treatment. And presumably one could argue that even if we're not going to identify who's more of a Talmid Chacham than the next person, but there are certain people who are Gedolei Ador, who are undisputed leaders and Talmid Chachamim, who presumably would fill that societal role and have a Kedima within their group to be vaccinated first. Despite Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman's general reservations about invoking the Seder Kedima, other poskim assume more readily that it is relevant even in contemporary times. Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Rav Osner, Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Ches Simen Samach Tes, Chelek Yud Ches Simen Samach Tes. His context there is more, he has an interesting chiddush in terms of line. He assumes that Tzitz Eliezer, that the whole discussion is if two people come at the same time and you can only serve one of them, service one of them, who do you service first? But if one person came to the doctor first and someone else comes an hour later, so then the person who comes first is service first. Tzitz Eliezer assumes that when we talk about a line, the line isn't who comes into the office first and forms a literal line. It's who's there when the doctor walks in. So you could have 10 people waiting in the waiting room, and the doctor only walks in when the waiting room's full. So as far as the doctor's concerned, everybody's there at the same time. So even though the convention is that first come, first serve, and whoever is on the line first is considered to have the first spot, but he thinks al pi halacha, the line is formed, so to speak, when the doctor walks into the office for the first time. And even there, if you have a chacham muflag that he characterizes, then he would have this chus kedima, even if he walked into the office after the doctor and there are other people waiting before him. But in principle, since Eliezer seems to assume that the Hori of Seder Kedima is of relevance, and Rav Asher assumes this way as well, in Chelik Beis Min Chasasher Simen Kuf Kavav, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Kavav. I was wondering, how would Halacha view the latest changes in the New Jersey vaccination prioritization protocols to give priority to smokers? So on the one hand, smokers are higher risk. On the other hand, Iyu David Anafshe, they brought it upon themselves. They're engaging in risky behavior. So do we prioritize individuals that are in a medically compromised situation because of their bad calculations about lifestyle choices? I'm not sure. I was corresponding with Rabbi Reese about this today. He pointed out maybe it's a similar question. I don't think it's the same thing, but maybe similar to a question that Rav Asher addressed. I don't remember if we made passing reference to this in the past, but in Minchas Asher Corona, the Tishrei edition, Yerach Eisanim Beidan Corona, Simen Tezayin. Okay, Dr. Lederach. So Rav Asher has asked the question, should you daven for the refuah of someone who contracted COVID due to their negligence? What's the shaila? What's the tzadnatu? So the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Kavtes Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yochel Adam Mitzel Memnei Nachas Shabbos, a person should not eat in the shade because that's a situation that attracts snakes and he could be putting himself in danger. Maiser B'Chanina She'achel Chatzi Batzel V'Chatzi Nachas Shabbos. I'm sorry. A person shouldn't eat an onion because onions tend to attract snakes and there could be venom that was deposited in the onion that you didn't notice. Sorry. So once Reb Chanina ate an onion and there was venom in it, and he became deathly ill, and his chaverim davened for him and he lived. Because they needed him. They davened for him because they needed him. He was a valuable commodity. So why does the Gemara say that they davened for him? Should have said they davened for him because it's the right thing to daven for a chola. So the Ritva there writes, the afal pi shekedai hayalachu ba'atzmo she'avel divrei chachamim. That really he deserved to die, because he violated the Derech HaChamacham and said not to eat onions, and he ate onions. And the only reason that they davened for him was because Hashat Tzvichala. And the Agos Yaivitz writes that no, if not for the fact that they needed him, they wouldn't have davened. Mimnei Shagaram Ra La'atzmo V'hichnis Atzmo B'sakana V'nischai B'nafsha. It's not that he didn't take into consideration to Tekanas Chazal, it's that he put himself in danger. That he put himself in a dangerous situation, so he deserves to die because he brought it upon himself. So Rav Asher says that's an afkamina between these two peyushim. If the reason, in the case of Chanina, they davened or they wouldn't have davened otherwise, is because he violated divrei chachamim, there's no divrei chachamim per se in the current situation. If the point is that he was gori moral asma, that he acted irresponsibly and he deserved to die because he acted irresponsibly, so someone acted irresponsibly, contracted COVID, then maybe you shouldn't daven for him. So Rav Asher is makel that even in this situation, you could daven for such a person. But maybe that is of some relevance to our question as well, that if a person is in a medically compromised situation because they brought it upon themselves through their poor lifestyle choices, does that still give them a priority in the Seder Kedima for vaccination? These are just some preliminary thoughts of issues that would need to be addressed if we were to have a halachic society determining the prioritization, although it seems that what's going on currently within a certain margin of error conforms with the general halachic principles. And Dr. Lederach, one more do you have to add from your recent conversations?
I'll tell you in a little bit.
Okay.
If the law allowed it the way it did, but it technically was not correct, the halacha, like the article you started with, mm-hmm. should one who qualifies to get in line earlier be doing so if they're technically taking it away from someone who halacha would be first, or since once the law is allowing it, there's no point because then someone else who wasn't supposed to get it will get it.
Yeah, so my explanation is the latter, that once the system's out there, then by your not taking it, it doesn't mean that someone more qualified is going to. Although, you know, if you had a way of knowing that if you give up a spot, then someone else more qualified or higher on the priority list would take it, then that would be consideration. But it's hard to it's hard to see that actually happening or any way of knowing whether that would happen.
And how do you see in that Gemara Nehari the Rav Schachter saying that you go by who has most utility? A lot of the examples there don't necessarily seem related to utility to society as it does from inherent intrinsic level of importance.
So Rav Schachter thinks that the reason for the Seder Kedim of men over women is because men do more mitzvahs, so that's what's more valuable. But nowadays, he wrote, many women do a lot of mitzvahs too. So maybe nowadays it wouldn't have the same level of priority.
Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, all that, all same? Chol, Shtuki, I mean...
Yeah, that's a little bit more difficult to fit into this framework, but you know, there could be two levels. There could be the Kohen, Levi, Yisrael is a function of either Kedushas Yisrael or a certain Kohel status. And then there's another level of utility reflected by Talmid Chacham and the like.
Okay. And the other thing I heard people argue is people that are B'sakana could technically stay home or whatever. I mean, that's not factored into any of these tshuvas, right? Because there is a way to prevent it. It's more inconvenient. Whereas the people providing utility to the world mm-hmm. Have to be out there. So does that factor in?
That could. It could be that those providing utility to the world would have Kedim anyway for that reason.
Even if you hold that wasn't a factor, like the article you read, the counter to it is stay home and let the people that are letting the world function.
Right. Even if you stay home, nothing is foolproof. So it's hard to hard to say.
Doc, is that a private conversation that you're having later, or you were just trying to get yourself comfortable?
I'm nice and comfortable here. I'm good.
I guess that answers the question. All right.
Very good.
Bye-bye.